Lady Saving Pete.
This Heidi Xavier and Pete with Jules catch up is for Jester's Thai Green Chicken Curry Pie.
Heidi Xavier and Pete
with Jules. Hit 92.9.
Kendra announces Kill the Gays Bill.
Say that again.
They will bring in death penalty for homosexuals.
What?
Uganda.
Yeah, they're a bit backwards, aren't they? A bit.
I've been to Uganda.
Have you?
Yeah.
Lucky you're not gay then, hey?
Imagine if I was gay and shot.
That's sad, man. That's so sad. Like that. And they've got that.
No, it's...
What was Uganda like?
Huh?
What was it like?
That's right. Rwanda was way better.
Really?
I love it.
Have you watched that movie, Hotel
Rwanda? Yeah. 10% of the country was murdered.
Gosh. Geez, Rue, we are in a lucky country. My mum and Jules used to say that to me all the time. Lucky country, this one. And I'm like, yeah, now I really know.
Cleanest, safest country I've been to overseas, Rwanda.
Oh, really?
Yep. So you know how we used to do Clean Up Australia Day? In Rwanda, they do Clean Up Rwanda Day, essentially. It's not called that, whatever. But every last Saturday of every month.
Yeah, right.
They all go out. Everyone in the country cleans the streets and stuff. It just cleans the whistle.
It's amazing.
It's, yeah, unbelievable. I loved it.
Cool, mate.
Ted was produced in Uganda, in Rwanda.
Was he?
Produced?
Yeah. The old, they used to call it the Rwandan bang.
I just can't take you seriously.
Yeah, I don't know whether you're pulling the piss or not.
No, dead set.
You're in the water. Around.
In the water.
In the water?
Yeah.
In the
African water, not in the water.
Yeah.
It's over there,
I mean, very.
I was like, oh, mate, you're a game. You're like, you like, are you freaky M like
swam.
That? Are you kind of like,
M-swam,
take it to that next level?
It's magic days. Magic water over there.
Yeah, sometimes you just have some conversations with Zay that you just didn't think that you would. Like that one.
Every day's like that.
Yeah. It's different.
It's which a wonderful good. Thing.
Tell you something that Zabe did say on the show this morning. Game on, mother!
God.
Zabe looked like he had a stroke when that went through.
No, he is pricked up.
Oh, I was like, oh.
There was bips in there, but there was clearly an ucker that went to air.
There was like literally was a solid like, 30 seconds of beep, beep.
It was
beep.
More like fa, beep, k.
Yeah.
Fa, beep, uck.
Oh, so good. Send me the plate through.
You're a ripper, Timbo. what else is in here? Can shop my paintballs, marathon chat.
If what? I don't get my money back off Elliot's ex.
I'm going to get my money.
Can you please record him ringing?
Oh, well, I was either thinking I call her on the show.
Yeah, you call her on the show.
Or get Elliot in here
to call
her on the
show.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
but I actually want to get Elliot in and see if he can call her on the show. And then we sit back.
We should call
her. I'd love to see you try and be the overbearing girlfriend.
Because you like...
I'm not an overbearing girlfriend.
I mean, the poor bloke's just paying bloody child support. Who cares?
Don't say that.
You talk a big game. And like, you're a very sweet
person.
I
would definitely be nice about it. Don't get me wrong.
Would you?
I'd be like, yeah. But if she was like, you're not getting your money back, you know, I'm not going to say...
Then you'd go.
Oh, absolutely.
Go shape up.
Well, over the
radio
phone,
shape
yes,
up.
I would, yeah.
That could be a new segment, Radio Shape Up. Hey,
I like that.
Speaking of new segments, I had a bit of feedback about one come through on the DMs on Insta.
What?
Now, this bloke is a very well-to-do bloke. He's the guy who created Student Edge. It's like one of the biggest student card resources in Australia.
What
are you talking about?
So, like, students, because students don't have a lot of money, it's like a membership service where they've got a heap of partners and you save money by having this card. So, I had one when I went to university. But he sent, as soon as he heard your professor stint, he was like, man, that's one of my favourite segments. Straight up.
University Xavier Else.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Loved it. I just get to the bottom of all studies.
Yeah. No, it's good. I like that. Can we do it like at least once a week or something?
Pretty good.
Is it just things you come across?
Well, if other people find interesting.
Oh, I'm a big stats girl. I love reading things like that. So.
Stats.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing?
Singing.
Let's do our live reads. Don't miss out on the World Travel Expo, including
podcast stuff.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we just blend them in.
Yeah.
Not blending them in. Enjoy the podcast. Good morning.
Hey. Hello.
How are you guys?
I'm great, mate. Yeah, top of the world.
That's good. Great.
Have you guys ever played Would You Rather?
No.
I've played
it. You know what it is, though, right? Where someone gives you two options.
Yes, you can't.
I got this one over the weekend. I want to know what you guys think.
Okay.
Would you rather put a toothpick up your toenail and kick a wall as hard as you can? Or would you rather jump in a pool of lemon juice covered in paper cuts? Your whole body in paper cuts.
I'd go the lemon juice paper cuts.
Nah, give me the toe.
What? No, I went the lemon juice paper cuts. Okay, explain your reasoning for that.
Well, your whole body's covered in paper cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, you have to physically kick
just
a wall.
It's just your big toe.
Well, here's my thing. You got to pull the toothpick back out.
Oh,
and that,
yeah,
that would hurt just as much as going in, I reckon. Oh. And the wind up to kick in the wall.
Yep, yep.
It's just too much.
Happy Monday.
I want to just do a big bomb in the pool.
Good morning.
There you go.
So good.
I mean, I've heard some other would you rathers. We couldn't
are they bad? Yeah, no, usually they're really bad.
Probably unable to do
that.
That
was honestly the first radio one that I've come across.
Well, there you go.
So can we do something that we've never done on this show before?
This is your
seeing
segment,
as we're,
Pete.
Seeing as we're off and racing in terms of we've never done things before, so let's just have another crack. I'd like to do first calls.
What's that?
Okay, so this is a thing where if you're listening right now, 131060, anything whatsoever that is on your mind that you would like to chat about.
Oh, yeah.
The big stick is yours.
Cool.
Whatsoever.
Even
so
the weather.
Even that you can call up, you can chat about the weather. You can call up, you can chat about the traffic. You can call up, you can chat about how your weekend was.
Cool.
Something happened in your life.
Something happened in your life. If you wanted to chat about something happening in Perth.
Oh, if you celebrated something over the weekend.
Celebrated something.
Engagement, like, proposals, yeah, that kind of stuff.
You can call up just to say hello. You can call if you got a phone.
Hello.
Like it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about this morning.
You're putting your name to this segment.
I'm putting my name to this. First calls.
I'm not going down this sinking ship.
131060. And you know what? I'll sweeten the deal as well. We got $100. We got $100 to spend on tradie underwear. Oh, what?
Oh, what are you showing us here?
He's got tradie. Have you got tradie underwear on?
Are they comfy?
So comfy. The package just nestles in there beautifully.
Oh, you have to go that far.
Hey, we're doing this for the first time, and I cooked it. So it's not first calls. It's open line.
But open line.
It doesn't matter because people called in.
This is the open line with Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules. On hit 92.9.
God, we've gone back to the 90s. It's great. It's bloody great.
So good.
Have we got calls? Right.
Yeah,
we've
calls.
Got,
actually,
we got
calls. So, this is what I wanted to do this morning, right? We kick the show off every morning with whatever you want to talk about. It does not matter. Just get on the phone and call us, and you can talk about it. Okay? Complete free for all. Kane in Mandurah, good morning.
Top of the morning to you, all beautiful people.
Oh, how beautiful.
How are you, legend?
Morning.
Yeah, pretty good. Just waiting for my boss to rock up to work.
Oh, yeah? What do you do?
I'm just a brickies labourer at the moment.
Oh, hey, what do you think about those rules of, like, walking off the job when it gets to 28 degrees?
I reckon it's a load of crap, really. Like, yeah, if you can't handle the heat, you shouldn't be here.
Get out the kitchen.
Yeah, well said,
well said, mate. Good on you. Well, have a good day, legend.
Yeah, you too. I hope you all have a good day.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Yeah,
can I give a shout out to my YouTube channel too? Rips and Slack. YouTube that.
What is it?
Yeah, Rips and Slack. YouTube that.
Rips and Slack.
What do you do? What is it?
RIPS and SLAK.
Rips and Slack. What do you do on your YouTube channel?
Hip hop, rap.
Oh,
there
can you spin us a bar right now?
Yeah. Yep, chuck it on, listen to it, make sure you peep that.
Oh, and I want to hear something from you right now.
Live. Yeah.
No swearing,
I don't know if it's radio material, to be honest with you.
Okay, we'll check out the YouTube channel.
All right, good on
you. Yeah.
Oh.
Mate, this is going to be good fun, this segment.
I enjoy Kane.
Maren in Beckenham, you want to talk about your weekend?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Well, thanks. Morning.
Hit us with it, mate. What happened on your weekend?
Well, I drove to Northam and I was going to, like, check out York and 2J and all those cute little towns.
Yeah.
I ended up spending the whole weekend on the couch watching 4 seasons of the Eric Andre Show.
Oh, what?
The what?
The Eric Andre Show. It's like a guy in New York. It's like the stupidest sitcom show.
Eric Andre. Was this guy, this is something that I feel like I know. Did he do something about a bird at some point?
Oh, yeah, probably. It's like one of those sitcom Jimmy Fallon. I think it's just one of the jokester of the ones of those.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
What's so good about it?
It's just stupid that it's fun.
Yeah, fair enough. Cool. Thanks, Mary. Yeah,
whole weekend on the couch.
That sounds like a pretty bloody good weekend.
Sometimes you just need that.
Yeah, I think I love it.
Yeah, it was super chilled out.
All right, good on you, mate. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
How do you think your segment's going there, mate?
Well, if you decided to put a bit of input into this segment, it would be a bit better.
I've never heard of that.
This is the whole point of the segment. Right, you can talk about anything, all right?
So, good morning, Ashley. How are you going?
Ash
from Bassendean. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, top good. Of the world in here. We're all charging now. Now, what do you want to talk about, mate?
I see we're talking about the construction workers being told they can leave site when it hits 28 degrees in Queensland. So I work in recruitment, and I just think that's a bit ridiculous.
Because when I saw this headline as well, too, because my brother's a tradie, I was like, there's no way my brother would leave the job site if it got to those degrees, like 28 degrees.
Just to get paid?
Yeah. Well, 28 degrees is a little bit of a less a temperature. Like if it was 34 degrees, maybe you could understand, but 28 really isn't that high.
Yeah, and I mean, even that, I was thinking, because like where I'm from, it gets to like 40, if not 45 sometimes.
It gets to 40 here. Yeah. Like, we have streams
of 40
here. Yeah,
I was like, it does, doesn't it? Mm.
Yeah, or even in like winter, it gets to at least 26, 27 on some days. So you just
Ash,
not going to work.
If that rule came in and like you are, you work in recruitment and you're putting people out to jobs and stuff like that, like what, how hard, would that make your life pretty hard or would you have to?
Life would be hard. Life would be very hard.
Would you ask them the question of like, would you walk off the job if it got to 28 degrees before you hire them?
Well, we have to sort of consider their health and safety before they get to the workplace, but we make sure that they're in, you know, complete physical condition, that they would be able to handle certain aspects of the job. But if they were wanting to leave the work site at 28 degrees, I'd probably consider sending someone else first before I sent that bloke to site.
Hey, Ash, what happens if someone by the name of Xavier rolled into your office today looking for another job? What direction would you put him down?
Depending if he wants to work above or below 28 degrees.
I'm keen to work over 28.
Over 28? Oh, where could we go? Maybe a construction site, put you on the tools.
Yeah, I'll stick with radio.
Hey, thanks, Ash. Heidi, Sagan, with Jules
on Hit 92.9. Now, this man over the weekend flooded the socials and the news, a new world record.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge became the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours. That will not be recognised because it was not an open competition and used in-and-out pacemakers.
In-and-out pacemakers?
41 of them.
What?
He had handpicked 41 individual pacemakers to run with him throughout the marathon.
So they just run at a certain speed, right, so that you can keep up to them.
Yeah. So you'll see pacemakers in a lot of races that they set the pace usually early days to get them on track to the pace, and then they drop off. But 41 pacemakers ran in like Mighty Ducks, the Flying V, it was called.
Yeah.
It was like that, but the reverse.
Yeah, right.
Sort of. So that it was all fully wind protected at the front for him. So they caught, like, you know, the cycling in the peloton where you get in the peloton and get dragged along a little bit.
Yeah.
So he sat in amongst about seven of the pacemakers at a time.
Right.
So then they swapped in and out the pace because they obviously couldn't do that pace for 42 kilometres. So he had 41 sub in and out whilst they made like a flying V and like ran with him through to the finish line. He ran it in under 2 hours, 1 hour. 59 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
So would he be able to...
I'm still impressed, by the way, even though he had all the help.
It doesn't count.
Still,
2 minutes off the world record.
Would he be able to reproduce that in a proper marathon, do you think? He wouldn't get near it. Considering all the stuff that he had helping him.
He'd get near it in terms of a minute or two, I'd imagine. Well, he has. He's got within 2 minutes of it
in
a marathon. But, I mean, that's probably the difference at the moment because he's tried to get under 2 hours a few times and been close. But he did it quite comfortably. You see the end bit. He's running with his arms up, pointing to the clock. And it's not like he was, you know, you see marathon runners and they're falling over and can't run in a straight line. Yeah. He was still powering.
Really?
Oh, a bit like
so
me.
So did he do it so that, like, for this record or?
Yeah, so it was set up for him to get under the 2 hours. So he's 34, the Kenyan, and it was set up to get under the 2 hours.
But it's not recognised?
Not recognised because of the way that they had the drift and that sort of stuff set up.
Yeah.
With these 41 different pacemakers. Imagine being one of the 41 and tiring.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
But not only the only marathon run over the weekend, so that was in Vienna.
Mm.
The Melbourne Marathon was on, and it was the biggest marathon in Australian history.
Was it?
37,000 people were involved.
Wow.
Jeez, yeah, so they always end up at the MCG. Now, my old man ran a half marathon.
Oh, did he?
How'd he go?
So the full marathon by our Kenyan mate was 1:59:40.
Yeah.
My old man's half marathon was 2 hours and 8 minutes. So,
Oh, good on him, though.
Can you imagine, taking off at the same time as the Kenyan? He does the full. You've got to try and scrap for the half. Now, good on him. Well done. But, geez, that just shows how quick full marathon is.
Heidi's
Hagen P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Give us a call if you've ever accidentally transferred money to someone.
Like who?
I want to know how you got out of it. Well,
what's happened?
Elliot, the boyfie.
Who's over at the moment? Yeah.
Yes.
You look a bit tired.
He's here.
Good one, ex.
Shut up. I just hope I don't see my neighbours in the next couple of days. Anyway, he has accidentally transferred $300 to his ex.
The ex-girlfriend's got a pay rise.
The ex-girlfriend's got a pay rise.
How's that come about?
Well, he came over from Metallica. That's the reason why he's over here for the week. But obviously Metallica got cancelled.
So why'd they get cancelled?
One of the members went to rehab.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so then they had to cancel the tour. So
okay.
No go. But, I mean, if you booked flights and whatnot, which like Elliot had.
You have to go.
You have to go. So
well, he gets to come over and see you.
Yeah, I know. He's here for the week. So what's happened? We had friends as well that were coming over. Who had purchased the tickets. They've given the money back to Elliot for our tickets.
Mm.
And he's gone to transfer them to me, Jules.
Mm.
Transfer the money.
Yeah.
Transferred it to his ex, Jess, instead.
How does that happen? Like, she's obviously, her details are saved in his bank details.
Yeah.
How ex-y are we
four
talking?
Years. Four years ago. Like, even like before that. Like, we're probably talking five. He still has her details.
Do you think it's something he does weekly? Just transfers the ex a couple of bucks?
Tell you, don't you put that in my mind. I mean,
it's just fake because actually he has an illegitimate child somewhere.
Yeah, it's just child support. Yeah.
No. Not like that at all.
They've bought a house together you don't know about. That's home loan.
That's why I can't talk to you two about anything.
The two kids in the house.
Anyway, so what he's done. And he's done. So he sent her a message saying, accidentally. I don't know if it was through Facebook or a text message, but he might still have her
still
phone.
Still friends
number.
On Facebook.
You're tearing me up over here.
Sorry, mate. Go on.
She hasn't responded, though.
Yeah, it's all innocent.
She hasn't responded. But the reason why, like, usually I wouldn't give a crap. Yeah. Like, if it was his own money, I'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
But it's yours.
But it's my money.
That's your $300.
Yeah. So essentially, it's like you've paid her.
At what point? Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. But, like, at what point do I go, after a couple of days, should I then hit her up and be like, hey, you got my money?
No, I reckon.
Well, what do I do?
No, I reckon you just put the foot down on Elliot and say, mate, that's my money.
Yeah.
You get that money
No,
back.
So Elliot's the kind of person that he'd be like, you know what? I'll just give you I'll give you the money.
Yeah.
And then I'll just work out to get it back, like over time kind
of
thing.
Well, that works. Like a payment plan.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that. Like, I don't want you to be any more out of pocket. I want you to get that money back.
Is it more about him getting the money back or the extra $300 up?
No, I want him to get the money back.
Yeah.
All right. So, on 13:10:60 this morning,
are you
me
still
out here
Facebook
because obviously
friends paying these home loans to your girlfriend? How much child support do you pay?
Heidi's Hagen P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
It was actually $400, in fact. $400.
He's listening. He texted you.
He said $400.
Good morning, Elliot.
He has transferred it to his ex, Jess. Still had a bank account details.
Poor. We didn't know her name before the last break. You didn't
Jess.
Mention it.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry.
Jess got a mention.
Did no, she? I was like,
I've been on Facebook
Jules,
stalking.
Have you?
And then Jess. But he's accidentally transferred it to his ex. And so he's followed up with a text message and he hasn't got anything back. Now, really, this is my money. Right?
That's your money.
Because usually I'll be like, oh, whatever, you just sort it out. You deal with it. I'm not like a jealous type like that.
Maybe we
sort it. But
get you in the
it's
ring.
Mine. Huh?
Get you in the ring.
With the ex. Why do I have to fight for my money? Like, should I just be able to get it back?
The dog eat dog world.
True.
Yeah, mate.
But no, I want you to tell, to, you know, call up if you've had a similar experience because I want to know if you got your money back, who you transferred it to and if you actually got your money back.
Sharon in Netherlands. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, going well, thanks, mate. Tell us about this.
Okay, so it wasn't me transferring my money. It was like I'm really besties with my ex, man. And every now and then when I have little cash, I'm like, hey, can you just transfer $500 into my account? So he's like, yeah, that's fine.
That's an awesome ex relationship, by the way.
I was going to say, yeah.
I know. You know, it's his parents. I'm not good enough to marry him. So, you know, that's another story. Yeah, I'm not good enough. Anyway, so I'm like, hey, babe, can you transfer $500? I'm a bit low on cash. He goes, yeah, no worries. And then when I go to get my money, it's $5,000.
Hello.
So was it a mistake?
Well, anyway, so I'm thinking Louis Vuitton handbag. Yep. Here you come. Anyway, no, I rang him and I'm like, do you know you transferred like $5,000? He's like, oh, did I? Hmm. And I'm like, yes, you did. And I'm like, you know what? Because I'm such a good girl and this is another reason you need to put that ring on my finger that I'm going to transfer you back $4,500.
Because you're a good girl for returning $4,500. It's not your money. I mean, come on. Christ, Shaz.
Yeah, you are a good girl. You are a good girl.
$4,500, and then when it came back to paying that $500 back, he's like, you know what, babe, you can keep it. So winner, winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Man.
Jeez. Yeah. Are you still good friends with him? Like,
yeah, you know, we hang out and everything like that. The only problem, like I said, is his parents. And, you know, I'm like 51 now, and I look like 31.
Did they think that you were a gold digger, Shaz?
No, I don't think so. It's just like, you know, yeah, they just don't think I'm good enough for him.
What's he doing? 51 looking 31. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Damn. Without the surgery.
All natural.
Yeah. Shaz,
you little ripper. All right, mate.
Our producer wants a photo, Shaz, actually.
Yeah.
No worries.
And your nighttime and morning routine, please.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
All right. Go on, Sharon. Lexi and Les Murdy, you got transferred an absolute whopper.
I did, mate, yes.
How much?
$8,000.
Oh. Wow.
What for?
That wasn't mine.
Oh, just a complete mistake.
It was from my ex, yeah.
And what do you do?
Transferred it into it.
What'd you do?
I transferred it into a safe account.
Kept it.
Did that's everybody knew about.
Did she owe you money at the time, or you just bugger it? She's not good.
Nah, she didn't. I just didn't know where it come from, so I transferred it into a safe account until someone contacted me. And yeah, about a week later, she rang me up and said, "Oh, Lexi, did you transfer some money?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" And she said, "Well, because that was my money, and you need to put it back."
So did you end up putting it back in the end? Now then you knew.
I did, of course I did, yeah.
He's a good man. Good on you. I can tell Lexi's a good man.
I mean, there's some people out there that just, they wouldn't. They'd keep it all for
themselves. Those stories about how, like, the bank accidentally deposits, like, $1 million into your account and something, and they go spend you, like, go on, mate, now you're going to pay that back, idiot.
Heidi Sagan with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Do you guys ever sleep separately to your partners?
Yep, I am at the moment.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, because I snore like a chainsaw.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Now, usually when like Elliot and I live together, it's same thing, like separate rooms, separate beds, kind of thing. But not because he snores, but because he sleep talks. And like sometimes, you know, when you hear about people sleep talking, it's just like little words or things like that, or one sentence.
Yeah,
Elliot will have a full blown conversation with himself. Now, obviously, he's over here for the week. And
yeah, why is it pile in on poor Elliot day today?
Oh, because he's here.
Because you know he's listening.
Yeah.
Hey, Elliot.
No, I talk about him anyway.
Bit of a flex moment here.
No. Look at my boyfriend.
So when I do sleep with Elliot, I always put my sleep app on. There's a sleep app I've got that records him while he's asleep because he talks so much, but the conversations are so funny. Anyway, so I've got a bit of a grab for you from last night.
No. It's not high. It's low. It's like low. Like, it's okay, but you'd f*** up your life. But I get it out half the time, but I f*** just laugh at the f***. You're a f***ing joke.
Like, seriously.
Who's he chatting with in the convo?
I don't know.
What were they talking about?
I don't actually know. He doesn't actually say what it was.
The offer wasn't high. It was a bit low.
Yeah.
Does he ever drop names or anything like that?
Yeah. He talks about, like, like previously spoken about like his mates and stuff. He would drop names every now and again.
Yeah. Has he ever said anything where you've mentioned it to him, like when he's woken up and he's gone, oh God, that shouldn't have come out?
No, like, no, he's never
dropped secrets or anything like that? Or?
No, I mean, sometimes I've woken up in the middle of the night and he's like talking and I start probing him, start bringing up exes names and stuff like that, see if it sparks.
So you talk to him?
Yeah.
While we sleep talk, and he talks
he
back.
He has responded before, but yeah, he doesn't like, he can't have a big conversation, like, you know, if I'm talking to him kind of thing. But he'll have a conversation with himself.
It's dangerous.
But anyway, I'm bloody tired. Did you hear that laugh in the middle?
Yeah, yeah. I'll hear it again.
He
I'll
does
hear
it
again.
A lot. It scares the hell out of me.
Oh, listen.
No. It's not high. It's low. It's like low. Like, it's okay, but you'd f*** up your life. but I get it out half the time, but I just laugh at the you're a f***ing joke.
Someone was trying to lowball him, and they were
obviously. Yeah, no, literally, I could record him every night this week. Oh, every day I'd come in with
can
a
you
new
please?
Recording. Absolutely,
he's only in town for the week. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm going to be so tired by the end of this week. I tell you what, from the
is there
sleep
a couch?
Talking, yeah.
So you can move out if you have to.
Yeah, but I'd kick him on the couch before I go on the couch.
All right, keep bringing in more of this stuff. This is a good year.
Bring more. Try and what should we try and get out of him?
Hey. What do you want? I don't think it works like that, by the way.
What do you mean? Just
like
talking in a conversation?
Say to him, like, have this conversation.
Well, think about it. See if we can extract some information
play
from
with
him.
His mind.
Yeah. Oh, God, you two. Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9. Last Friday, we mentioned that we were off to the Swan Valley for paintball. Well, I was going to get shot by paintballs, actually. Because
so
I lost
good.
The Fitbit challenge. All of the audio and everything and the videos are ready to go. You'll hear more coming up after 8:30 this morning.
Now, I'm at war, guys.
With?
One who? Of the biggest sort of companies in the world, I suppose.
Who?
Instagram.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you mean you're at war?
Well, I feel like I'm hard done by.
What happened?
So last week, I think it was Thursday night maybe, Ted actually started walking. Like full on, you know, 10 or 12 steps.
Yep.
Yeah, he walks like he's drunk, but he was walking.
If he's walking, like...
arms
walking.
Up above his head, you know, really having a good go at it. It actually started when I was sitting at the pub with Scotty Selwood, a good friend of mine who's over from Victoria.
Yeah.
And he just started walking the scooter. And Scoot's like, Scoot just asked me, he goes, oh, does Ted walk? And I said, nah, not really, nah. Anyway, as I picked him up and put him down, off he went and started walking. Scoot's like, it looks like walking to me, mate. I don't know what you're trying to judge him on. We'd never seen it before, but... Anyway, so I raced home and did a little nightly process with him, bath, and then we have a dance in the cot, nude.
Yeah.
Not me nude, him nude. him nude. Anyway, so, and then M came home. So he was nude, just cruising around. Yeah, babies love being, they love it.
Nude. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, free and easy.
Anyway, so, and he's just found his ghoulies too.
Has he?
Oh, he's a bit of a player. Don't play with your ghoulies, buddy. They'll fall off. That hasn't worked yet. Anyway, so I've videoed... Ted walking to M. So I've set him up about 3 or 4 metres away, put him down, off he goes, videoed it, great. His little ass is in the shot.
Mm.
It'll say like a little bit of hail damage on it.
Oh, anyway. The cutest part.
So off he goes. I put it on Instagram. It's an Insta story. So just nothing too flash about it. I don't really post much anyway, so I just thought I'd bugger, I'll do it. So his little backside's in the vision. Now, about an hour later, I get a message from Instagram. Your story goes against our community guidelines. We removed your story because it goes against community guidelines. We create these guidelines to support and protect our community on Instagram. Story removed.
Wait, so does that mean that someone's complained?
Someone's complained.
Or Instagram had flagged it.
Well, people have obviously complained. Flagged
That's ridiculous.
Instagram.
There's one or two ways that it can happen, though. Like, people can complain. Otherwise, there's the AI that Instagram has that automatically picks stuff like that up.
Like nudity?
And goes, no, that's not right, and then pulls it.
Bulldust.
No,
seriously. All those bloody half-influencers that have their cheeks
but, okay,
out.
So this is the big issue with this thing, though, because it's good enough for someone, but the rules don't apply to a lot of other people.
Anyway, so, yeah, it's ridiculous. And I think the world's full of PCs.
Yeah.
Do you know I thought PC stood for something other than political correctness?
What do you think?
I'm not going to say, but I thought...
No,
but I definitely thought it was something else. But anyway, so I've got that message. And then I put the message on Instagram to say, you know, there's so many poories out there.
Yeah.
I'm complaining, it's my issue. Instagram's fired another shot back.
Well, they said
sent me another message. And I don't even know what this means. Branded content. You're not eligible to use the branded content tag on your Instagram posts and stories. As part of our effort to make Instagram safe and welcoming for everyone, accounts that use our branded content tools must follow our standards. If you read the eligibility standards and believe there's been a mistake, you can have a review. Of course, I asked for a review.
Did you?
But yeah, they reckon I've gone against community guidelines, not making it safe for everyone because I posted a photo of Ted walking with his little backside out.
What's the branded content stuff?
I got
man?
No
Where
idea.
Who are you tagging in?
No
Johnson
one.
And Johnson or something?
No one. I don't understand what's going on. I'm under attack from Instagram.
That is them basically acknowledging that you're an influencer, though.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm just going to say that Instagram are a pack of poories and the people that complain are
hey,
even
hey,
poorer.
Hey, hey, shh.
What?
No, the phones are listening.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what are they going to do? Ban
they're
me from branded content?
They're
going to
shut us all
content?
Down.
Who cares?
Heidi, Sagan, Pete. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Now, something I like to do, Jules, occasionally. Now, you wouldn't know this, but I'm an academic.
I've been informed.
I'm an academic, and I like to conduct surveys.
Okay.
The University of Xavier also likes to conduct a survey just to prove whether articles I've read are true or false.
Okay, cool.
So what I need is I need to speak to five ladies out there.
Five?
Five ladies, 13, 10, 60. Please call in. You're going to be a part of my survey.
Do they have to be, you know, in any age bracket at all? Or?
Over 18.
Okay.
Over 18, ladies. So if you're over 18 and you're female.
Yep.
Please, 13, 10, 60, give us a call. I'm just going to ask a simple question. Read an article over the weekend. I'm just not sure whether the numbers add up. In my experience.
Okay, so they just have to say yes or no?
It'll be a yes or no question. It's not going to be difficult.
Okay.
It's not rude. It's nothing. It's just I'm just going to start to go through a little survey just to prove whether the article was true or false.
All right.
Right.
Heidi, Sagan, with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Now, I stumbled over something over the weekend that said that one in five ladies these days over the age of 18 have had invasive cosmetic surgery. And one in four have had cosmetic surgery. Now, that surprised me.
Okay. So cosmetic is obviously just like Botox and things like that.
Yes.
Invasive means going under the knife.
Okay. If I ever had cosmetic, I'd have the nose done.
Would you?
Just straighten her up.
Wait, wouldn't that be invasive cosmetic surgery? Yeah. Okay.
I'd do that.
Stipulate.
I'd have a nose job and I might just lift the chin, take a bit from underneath the chin.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Take a little bit there. Might have the...
I'm going to give you character.
The moobs might just have to be sucked out. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And I reckon my bum's just a bit small for the size of me. So,
oh,
so
you're really unhappy with yourself,
yeah,
aren't
you? I am.
You take the moves and stick them in your bum.
Anyway, so
but
there.
One in five.
So one in five.
That's
so
actually, yeah, I actually thought it'd be less than that.
20%.
Wow.
So what I've done is, because I like to prove a point to the people of Perth, and so I get five people on and I ask them, and that's an easy way to work out whether the study's correct or not.
Right,
well,
okay.
Let's Brilliant. Find out. So we've got a Tanya and Nolamara. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Going good.
Now, Tanya, have you had any form of cosmetic surgery?
No.
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Have a lovely day. Suzanne, good morning. How are you going? Suzanne, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Just a quick one. Have you had any form of cosmetic surgery?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Thank you very much, Suzanne. Do you mind if I ask what cosmetic surgery?
Boobs.
Okay, invasive.
Invasive. Right, thank you very much, Tanya. Suzanne. Tanya, good morning. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
That's good, mate. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I drank too much champagne, so I'm feeling it right
Ooh.
Now.
Yeah, so did I, actually. That champagne goes down
it
really
does.
Well at a wedding. Now,
goes
Tanya,
straight to your head.
Before you get a little bit sidetracked, have you ever had cosmetic surgery?
No, never.
Never had it. Okay. Thank you very much, Tanya.
So far, so good.
Yeah, Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not there, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're going very, very well in here. Now, just a bit of a personal question. I appreciate your honesty. Have you ever had cosmetic surgery?
No, never.
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're on track here.
This is going quite well.
Yeah. So, again, just reiterate one more time.
The study was one in four have had
invasive.
One in five invasive.
One in five invasive. Yeah. Okay. One in four for just cosmetic. So just
much.
Your Botox.
So far, we are one in four.
Yeah.
Most accurate university study you'll ever get at the University of Xavier Ellis. Good morning, Foxy. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We're going very, very well in here. How's your weekend?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I just come back from Vietnam.
Oh,
lovely.
It's on my list.
I was going to say, I'd love to say I've been there, but I haven't. I thought you might have, Jules.
No,
you
no,
could
no.
Have popped in. No,
I, okay. want it, I want to.
Would you recommend Vietnam before I ask you the question, Foxy?
I'd recommend Thailand first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, you're important. You're going to be the game settler on how accurate this study was. Have you ever had cosmetic surgery?
No, never.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
It's true. One in five. That's insane. Actually, yeah. Wow.
Did you like that study?
I did.
Bit of radio craft.
You know, I really liked it.
Nice work there, mate.
Hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
I've always like, you know, thought, oh, should I go under or shouldn't I kind of thing.
Well, if you've got four other friends that don't,
then you're in the percent.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
How's your Jester's pies, guys?
The Thai green curry pie.
It's off the hook, isn't
reminds
it?
Reminds me of my mum.
Does it?
That first bite just made me feel like I was at home with mum.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she make pies?
Mm.
So good.
No, but she just likes cooking like other cuisines, like Thai and Chinese and stuff like that, even though she's filo.
Man.
Like, yeah, she just likes it. But
so where's the pie fall in?
Pastry.
Loves it?
Yeah.
What's her number one dish? Filo or not?
Oh, pork adobo. It's my favorite.
Pork adobo.
Yeah, and a noodle dish called, it's pancit. It's called pancit, which means noodles, but
The pie's ready in the mat right at the moment. Authentic Thai green curry with tender chicken breast, baby corn, snow peas, red capsicum, kaffir lime leaves in a pie. Jess's Thai green chicken curry pie, available for a limited time. It is out now. 13 10 60, and I preface this with, I love my kids. I do. You know I love my kids.
Yeah. A lot of the time.
A lot of the time. But do you have a child that just ruins everything?
Yep.
Yep. Straight up.
Don't you dare say it.
What?
Which one, who it is.
I'm saying it.
No.
You've got to say it.
It's Mila.
But I just don't want it to be Mila.
Put a name
I love
to the
Mila.
Face,
she's just the most adorable little
she's
princess, but I wouldn't melt in her mouth.
And when she's at home and, like, you know, she's in front of the telly and she's doing her moves, singing Let It Go and stuff like that in her princess dress, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
But when you've had a family photo shoot booked in for a good 2 months, something you've been looking forward to get this thing going.
Tell me you had a white linen shirt on, like you're a Backstreet Boy or something.
It wasn't. Linen, it was cotton.
But it was white though.
It was white.
Yeah. So
it's the go. It's the go-to daggy dad photo. The white shirt.
So
it looks nice though.
It was meant to look nice. So on Saturday afternoon, we've had this booked in for a good couple of months.
What was the weather doing? Nice.
It was a beautiful afternoon. Nice. It was a little bit windy, but you know you want that.
That's
blows
fine.
The hair back.
Yeah, scenes great.
Absolutely. drove all the way out to Rockingham, which is where the shoot was taking place. So
how far was the drive?
On the beach. It was like 40 minutes.
What the bloody hell are you going to Rockingham for the photo?
Because that's where the photo shoot was. It's a shoot on the beach.
There's heaps of closer beaches, are there not?
Than Rockingham Beach. It's a weird
Or is it really nice there?
I don't know, guys. It's just where the photo shoot was, okay?
Why would you choose there? I love Rockingham.
I didn't choose there. Where it was. I don't know. Anyway, we've gone down there and...
That's weird.
It's a 40-minute drive from where we live, right? Which, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, can go one of two ways. In this case, 5 minutes away from actually hitting the beach, Mila fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. Car rides do that to kids. Though.
Yeah. Now, we've gone to a lot of trouble with this photo shoot. So, you know, Liz bought a new dress.
Yeah.
Ooh. I've got the shirt on and everything.
Hair done.
Hair done.
Not
she
Liz.
Did her hair. Yeah, she did.
Makeup
did
on.
You do
makeup
your
on
hair?
And stuff like that. Oh, no, I just let it go naturally.
What were the girls wearing?
The girls were wearing these beautiful linen dresses, both pastels.
Oh,
so,
like, were they matching?
Yeah, one pastel green, one pastel pink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who got the pink one?
Izzy got the pink one.
I'd rather the pink one than the green one.
Would you?
Yeah.
Nah, it's a really nice shade of green.
Okay.
Really like it.
You haven't even seen the dresses. How can you even judge?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's probably. But I judge a lot of things.
So we've gotten down there, and it's back to back shoots, 20 minutes, right? So you rock up.
There are other families.
There are other families ready to go and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
So you can't bugger around. Like, you got to get in there and get the job done.
Hence the reason why you had to go 40 minutes away. Because it's not like you'd get the photographer to come to you.
No. Yeah, so, anyway, we've, like, the second we've gone anywhere near the beach, and Mila loves the beach, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal is. Two things happened. One, we passed a playground on the way towards the beach.
Yep.
She loves a playground. Danger. And so because she couldn't actually go near it, that's it. She's gone.
Yeah.
And then we've gotten onto the beach in the sand and she wanted to go and play in the water.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, we've got to go and get these photos done.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's lost her mind there as well. So she's just completely gone for the afternoon to the point where, as hard as we tried, even the photographer, bless it, was nice enough to go, you know what? Kids aren't into it. There's a good chance we'll do it another time.
Yeah, no, you've driven 40 minutes, mate. No way.
How can you force a kid to smile? You can't force her.
You just can't. When she's not interested, forget it.
Wiggle the fingers and say,
Then we went and got fish and chips after. So essentially, we've driven 40 minutes to Rockingham,
dressed
all nice just to go and get fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
How long was your patch, your little
20 minutes.
Block. 20 minutes. 20-minute block. So 13, 10, 60. Do you have a child that ruins everything? Love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
You seem so defeated over this.
I am defeated. Like I said, I love it. And you do is you love your kids as a parent and stuff like that. But sometimes they just test you.
Was the fish and chips nice?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
40 minutes drive. Heidi's A&P
with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Drove all the way out to Rockingham Saturday afternoon for a little family photo shoot. Our first one ever. And Mila just decided to bring the entire thing down. Just crying, losing her mind.
Did you get a snap?
But you drove
at all?
Her past the playground.
Got a couple of snaps. Got a couple of
you
snaps
drove
like
past
me and Izzy.
The playground, and you wouldn't let her play in the water at
it doesn't
the
matter. Just we're here for a photo shoot, mate.
Just let her get sandy for the photo.
Let's do it. And that's what put her down. She didn't want to be put down. She,
oh, war.
13-10-60.
It's bothered you, hasn't it?
Tanya in Shoalwater. Why are you grilling me on this? What's the deal? What's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, not bad, mate.
Oh, okay. I'll forgive you this time, but you know what? You guys need to not knock Rockingham. It is beautiful.
Oh, girlfriend, I've never been there, so, you know.
You should come down, Jules. Like, honestly, it is amazing.
We've done
most beautiful water.
I think you were knocking the distance.
Why go to Rockingham, mate? Yeah, why would you go Rockingham way?
Tanya, my grandparents had a little holiday house there. We used to spend all of our family, school holiday weekends, everything.
Yep.
For years and years and years.
Honestly, beautiful. Yeah. I reckon what we should do is put the challenge out to you guys to actually come and do a breakfast show down on the new foreshore redevelopment.
Okay.
We've already done it.
Sounds nice.
We
did it last year.
I mean, you did a broadcast did a
show out
there.
Of Rockingham.
Why can't we do it again?
When the Chinese reality TV show went there.
It doesn't look like it did last
Crazy
year.
Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians. Mm.
No. The biggest reality TV show, the actual Chinese version.
Right.
We're in Rockingham.
Yep.
And then we went down to discover Rockingham.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Well, you should come and
February.
Rediscover it.
Hey,
it's
Tan.
Been, like, all redeveloped and everything. And it's amazing.
Okay. They just told us not to go back.
Is the Swinging Pig still there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
The what?
It is. Still
the Swinging
functioning.
Pig. Bar, pub.
Do you know why it's called the Swinging Pig?
The Swinging Pig.
There's a Swinging Pig.
Rocking. Ham.
Well done. I love it.
Jeremy, on to the topic. You have a child that ruins everything.
I do, yes. I've got a 4.5 and a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
The Angry Birds, the movie yesterday.
Yeah.
3-year-old normally has a nap during the day, didn't get it yesterday. Absolutely lost his cool in the movie. Absolutely just went to
what did he want?
Screaming. I don't know. You tell me. I don't know.
That's the thing, isn't it? Like, once they get to the point where they're just incoherent, and it's a real, like, delicate balance, isn't it? You got to make sure they have that sleep, and if they don't have that sleep, you kind of, like, you can't drive for any longer than maybe 5 or 10 minutes in case they fall asleep in the car.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got the last resort. I've got a dummy that I can give him, which normally calms him.
Yeah.
Look that out.
Not even that.
Hit some poor bloke in the head.
Oh, so did you end up watching the movie at all, or no?
I ended up having to take him out, bribed him with a chalk top, walked him back in. It was like a walk of shame. It was horrible.
Yeah, everybody stares at you too. That's part of it. They do. They look at you.
Do you get embarrassed?
I don't get embarrassed.
How do you feel as a parent when strangers stare at you?
More just like,
screaming?
Well, deal with it. Screaming kid.
Yeah.
Text line 0488-55929.
Yeah, George's text in saying, my son always gives all his dinner to the dog and then goes absolutely bunter. When there's no more.
Yeah.
So the dog's full, the kid hasn't eaten, and now it's the kid's issue.
Heidi's A&P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
On Friday after the show, we shot out to the Swan Valley, went and caught up with the guys at Paintball Skirmish, where you can put your Christmas party today at paintballskirmish.com.au, and they were kind enough to lend you guys a couple of paintball guns.
Hey, thank goodness.
Staring
now,
down
this
the
is
barrel
all because
me.
You lost the Fitbit challenge. You got the
unfairly
least amount of steps. Look, to be honest, Save clearly cheated.
Clearly didn't.
With 44,000, over 44,000 steps. My
backside. So we've seen some.
Don't hate me because I work hard.
Mate, you were sitting over there shaking it for every
don't
show
hate
last
me
week.
Because I've got a better work rate.
Mate, you clipped the Fitbit around the windshield wipers of your car.
What?
Haven't you seen that video? It's on our socials.
Heidi's
over your
Pete. Yeah. I haven't gone on there yet.
Yeah, he clipped the Fitbit on the windshield wiper of his car.
And you were okay with this?
Mate, it's gone. It's done now.
Done.
It's done. Buried. There's nothing I can do about it. Life anyway.
What's the point of having challenges if Zave's going to cheat all the time?
What's the point of doing a Fitbit challenge?
So we can get Ripper audio montages like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's right.
The HBF team were kind enough to pop some Fitbits on our wrists. We laid it down on the line. The person who didn't do as many steps as the other two is going to get shot by paintballs by the other two.
Who won?
Xavier Ellis. Second place, Jules.
Oh, God, no.
That means Pete is the loser.
Oh, Peppy, I am going to put you through so much pain. Oh, you are dead.
How nervous are you?
I'm shitting myself.
No, you'll be fine. I promise you I'm going to hit you with 200.
You got a photo shoot tomorrow? A family photo shoot?
This floggo's not going to go easy.
What are you wearing?
Dress pants and a shirt.
So your body's sweet. Let's go.
God, you can't. Can we just get this over with, please? I'm shitting myself. Let's go.
Are you ready for this? You're going to get your steps up today.
All right, Cardi B.
Oh, I'm on fire.
It's game on, mother...
Oh, I think we killed him. I think we killed him. Oh, you got him right in the neck.
F***ing hell.
You get first, Jules.
Stop, stop, stop. You got me right on the elbow. Oh, I can't open my fingers.
I actually feel bad. Zane, just let me do one shot on you.
Looks like I can't go topless like this wanted me to.
So Peppy's off injured, can't move his fingers. So, Zave is going to go out the front. I've got one shot.
Well, I'm going to be covering my d***, so no firing at me d***.
Zave is now at the front. I get one shot. Pete wants a shot too.
I feel like I've got a gun full of bullets ready to go. That's how
Pepper
I feel.
Pepper in, Peppy. That wasn't me. That was Peppy.
No, it wasn't.
Ah,
that was Pete.
That hurt.
Got him.
Out you go, Jules.
I don't want to do it.
Out.
Honey, oi, one shot and that's it. Oh, Peppy, don't shoot me. I just don't shoot me. Ah! He hit me in the back of the head.
What happened, mate?
He stung me.
That's what you get for firing more than one shot at me. And you had a deal and you fired three. Does Peppy have one more lap, though?
Can we go two more?
Oh, come on. Just get it over and done with.
Oh, and I got his square in the back.
That first run towards that was pure fear.
It's pretty fierce.
Oh, awesome.
How do you guys feel?
Oh,
hey, after hearing that and the pain that you put me through, I hope you both feel terrible.
Excruciatingly bad, yeah.
I still can't believe you retired hurt.
Who did?
Hang on.
Pete.
I retired hurt because one of the paintballs hit me on the funny bone. It locked my fingers up.
Yeah.
And then I came back out to face the rest of the music.
You weren't going to, though.
No, I wasn't going to.
Man, you got to see the video. That actually was pretty funny. Which is why Zave and I decided to shoot one another because Peppy was off.
Yeah, Peppy was off getting first aid attention, so we decided to shoot each other.
I'll tell you what, there was one thing that came out of this. After doing those runs and stuff, I thought to myself, no, I definitely have to get fit.
What about actually the guy who ran with you?
Chet.
Yeah.
Got shot in the side of the neck.
Shot him in the neck.
Yeah. He had like a mask.
He had the mask on.
Because you have to have a mask on, but he had no like long sleeve.
He was brave, unlike the other bloke.
Big thanks to the guys at Paintball Skirmish again.
Those guys are cool.
And also to HBF as well, who got us there, slapped those things on our wrists and got us stuck into it this spring. HBF fitness classes are on their way. They commence 21st of October, 22 locations across WA, 4 levels to choose from. Register now at hbffitness.com.au. All of the videos and everything from that run are online now at Heidi Xavier Pete. If you want to go and check them out.
Oh, I got to go get my diary.
Heidi Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Now, last week I read my first entry to you guys in my diary as a 13-year-old. And I was a little bit upset that Tim, my best friend who had moved away, had written me a letter
saying that he was getting with other girls.
And one was a bit frigid, the other one wasn't.
Yeah. And but he was hooking up with other girls and he said that he loved me, but only as a friend.
Brackets.
So my first entry was in response to the letter because I didn't want to write back to him because I hated him.
Yeah.
And I discovered that I actually did love him. I was in love with him and it was my fault.
You knew the feeling. You knew it.
Yeah, I knew what it was and it was my fault that he didn't love me back because I didn't tell him.
Yeah, so he got away. He was waiting around forever.
In big letters down the bottom, it actually said, I hate him.
Yeah, like red and blue Byra.
Anyway, so that was on the 1st of the 2nd, 2001.
Mm. 1st of the 2nd, yep.
Now, this one is on the 3rd of the 2nd, 2001, so just a couple of days later.
I'm still weeping.
And now it's time for another chapter from Jules's
Dear Diary.
Okay, ready for this?
Yeah, go, mate.
Dear Thoughts, I'm in love.
Again?
Oh, I know the other day I said I knew what love was, but now I really do.
Oh.
That wasn't love. It was puppy love.
Oh, what's puppy love?
Come on, puppy love. Just like cute love. Like it's not like real love. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now I know it's real. His name is Johnny Michaels or JM for short.
Sorry?
His name's Johnny Michaels.
What happened to the other bloke?
He's gone, mate.
Tim.
That was just puppy love.
No, that was puppy love.
So gone.
That's
straight
what I'm saying.
Out.
Yeah, it's done. Oh, God. 3 days later. His nickname is JM for short. He's shorter than me. But he's so cute. And he was short. He was actually shorter than me.
Was he?
Yeah.
How tall were you? Like?
Oh, well, now I'm like 5'2". But yeah.
You grew early at a young age.
Huh? Anyway, I know it's going to sound really weird, but he just broke up with Shelley yesterday.
Ooh.
And now we're together.
Jeez.
But he doesn't want anyone to know.
Secret.
Yeah, it was a secret. I don't care about that though, because Shelley will hate me so much. And also too, Mum can't know about him.
Oh, were you mates with Shelley?
Anyways, G to G, Kakya. And then I did my little tag thing down the bottom.
G to G, Kakya?
Yeah.
Gotta go, Kakya.
Kakya. Yeah, but we used to say Kakya. Kakya.
Kakya, Kakya.
Calculator.
Yeah.
Shelley. I'm up to date a little bit.
Shelley was my best friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But in like.
I'm judging you.
No, the thing is, right?
The 13-year-old.
There was like a group of us, and you'll find out later on in the day, but Johnny Michaels, like, kind of.
JM.
JM, like, dates us all. And sometimes at the same time. But because he tells.
Keep it a secret.
He's like, keep it a secret.
Nobody knows.
We don't know.
What do you have going for him?
He was just like cute. He just had like blonde hair, blue eyes. He had like. Kind of look like Aaron Carter, like out of Backstreet Boys.
But
kind of vibes.
But a small version.
Blonde hair.
But a little mini
bowl
version.
Cut.
Yes. Yes. Blonde hair, bowl man. Cut, blue eyes. Cute. In Dubbo.
Is he?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Yeah. He owns his own business.
JM. Still known as JM?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
It's like JM's Chicken Shack or something.
I would still
or
say JM. I'd still call him. I'd call him Johnny. Yeah, no, I see him around. But every time I go home, I don't know. I haven't gone that far in. Why are you guys questioning me like this?
Because I want to know if JM's, you know, continued on with Shelley or not.
It's really interesting.
No, Shelley's married and has kids now.
Oh, Shelley's gone.
Yeah,
is Shelley
yeah.
still
out
in Dubbo?
On a farm. No, she's on a farm.
Yeah.
Out on
near
property.
Dubbo?
Yeah. Yes.
Man.
Anyway, but you know what I did at the bottom? I don't know if you guys ever did this, but you know when you write your name out and then you write loves and then you write your boyfriend's name and then you count how many L's are in it and O's and then it gives you a number and that's the percentage of how much you guys love one another.
And how much do you guys love? What's your percentage?
33%. And
yeah,
the
never
going to
last.
Face.
No. It was never going to last. The writing was on the wall
it
early.
It lasted like 2 days.
That Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules catch-up was for Jester's Thai Green Chicken Curry Pie.
Heidi, Xavier, Heidi.